What do young musicians who come from the edge of the Amazon rainforest, the sophisticated big city of Bogota, and the villages and towns in between have in common? They play in one of the top youth orchestras in the Americas. From NPR, it's From the Top. Today, celebrating the energy of the world's kids and the power of classical music. We're at the Teatro Mayor Julio Mario Santo Domingo in Bogota, Colombia, where we'll hear that orchestra perform Rachmaninoff with the host of our show. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. Here's our host, the great concert pianist, Christopher O'Reilly.
Gracias. Gracias, bienvenidos. What an incredible thrill. What a treat to be doing a show in Bogota. And we want to thank the Fundación Bolívar da Vivienda in association with the Fundación Nacional Batuta for bringing us here. But why Bogota? I mean, From the Top celebrates the best young classical musicians and their training in the United States, right? Well, we do, but other countries offer outstanding music education too. And frankly, in places like Colombia, it's a lot more universal than in the US, where it seems like we're cutting back on elementary school music programs all the time. We have a lot to learn from the way they teach music in Colombia. So we've decided to branch out a bit, travel and learn about some of the superb music education going on elsewhere in the world. So this is the first of several programs we plan to do from other countries where classical music is thriving at the hands of young players. And thriving it is in Colombia. Many of our listeners in the US will have heard of El Sistema, the publicly funded universal music education program in Venezuela, and its famous Simón Bolívar Orchestra. Well, learning from its neighbor, in 1991, the Colombian government launched Fundación Nacional Batuta, the Batuta National Foundation, to teach music to tens of thousands of kids all over this country. Over 37,000 kids this year, participating in something like 1,000 pre-orchestral groups and 28 orchestras. Batuta graduates some gifted musicians who are ready for additional training and careers in music. But it's also a program dedicated to social development, and all kids, regardless of their family's circumstances, are welcome to enjoy the self-discipline and self-confidence that comes from learning to play an instrument well. And speaking of playing instruments well, there's a large pack of talented young musicians sitting behind me. This is the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia, the Colombian Youth Philharmonic, many of whom were trained in the Batuta program. Please welcome them. And now meet our conductor for today's program, Luis Guillermo Vicaria. Luis, it's wonderful to be here with you in Bogota. Thank you for bringing us. Maestro, tell everyone what this orchestra is going to play to begin our show.
Our first piece is by Spanish composer Cristóbal Hafter. He's a Spanish living composer, so it's really exciting to us to perform the second part of the Tiento del Primer Tono y Batalla Imperial by Cristóbal Hafter.
Maestro, when you are ready, please take it from the top.